American Family News. I'm Rusty Pugh.
We will never give up. We will never back down. And we will never, ever surrender. This will be the golden age of America.
With only a few hours left, we still have work to do. Hard work is joyful work. And make no mistake, we will win.
We want to go back to common sense leadership. We want to go back to Donald Trump.
24 hours to President Harris. 24 hours to make a difference.
One of the wires that Joe Rogan just endorsed me, is that correct?
Restore America's promise that we will take back the nation that we love.
Together, we will fight, 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 and we will win, win, win.
It's finally here. Election Day 2024. Both candidates held their final rallies last night and the last ever for President Trump, who has said that win or lose, he will not run again. But he is glad today has finally arrived.
They're my kids, but I'll tell you, they're very good people. They're good people. They're great people that love our country. In conclusion, with your vote, we are going to fire Kamala, and we're going to save America. We will cut your taxes, end inflation.
The liberal media was talking about a Des Moines Register poll that had Kamala Harris up in Iowa against Donald Trump. Here's one discussion on The View.
I know at times we don't know what these polls mean, but that definitely can't mean a bad thing for her, whereas it could for
him. This pollster has always been right.
You said at the time, a canary in the coal mine. A lot of people Saturday night were saying the same thing, canary in the coal mine.
This poll is known as Iowa's gold standard. It's conducted by the acclaimed pollster, J. Ann Seltzer, who has accurately predicted the outcome of many recent elections in that state.
Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks is hoping to keep her seat today and comments on that poll.
Well, I think that they're grasping at straws. We feel that this poll is an outlier. If you just look at the registration, Republican registration over this past cycle is up statewide about 137,000. So people aren't going to register Republican and then vote for Kamala Harris.
Floridians will decide today whether to amend their constitution and legalize recreational marijuana. Chris Woodward has more.
It's called Amendment 3, and if enough yes votes are counted, people 21 and older in Florida will be able to use recreational marijuana. They will also be able to possess up to 3 ounces of marijuana. Talking about this on American Family Radio, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he's a no vote. For starters, DeSantis said this is being sponsored by what DeSantis described as a massive mega marijuana company.
The text was actually written by the CEO of that company. So it's a partial legalization. It gives you a right to possess and smoke up to 3 ounces of marijuana, which is a lot more than California and Colorado, but only if you buy it from them. So they create a weed cartel. They don't authorize you to grow your own, and then they give themselves total immunity from civil liability. And so this is a, they wouldn't have put $140 million into this unless they had a payoff on the back end. So they're guaranteeing themselves a revenue stream and hijacking Florida's constitution.
Florida is often referred to as the free state of Florida, a term or phrase that DeSantis himself has used in public appearances. But DeSantis said this is not about freedom.
First of all, I don't really care what people are doing in the privacy of their own home, but this is not about freedom, because if it was, the first thing they would have said is you can grow your own. They're not doing it. It's about corporate profits. But also, we have to be mindful of the freedom of Floridians who don't want to be involved in marijuana.
I'm Chris Woodward.
And finally, Janice Dean has a look at your Election Day forecast.
Thunderstorms with possible pockets of heavy rain and wind will move across the Mississippi Valley, parts of the Midwest, and Ohio Valley today. Thankfully, severe storms will be limited, but weather could impact travel to voting areas. So please stay tuned to the local forecast.
For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.